oh, I've got a sweet tooth, it's okay. It's kind of like an excuse to break that craving because you've got a sweet tooth. It's almost like a condition. Oh, I've got a sweet tooth, so, you know, I'll have that chocolate bar or whatever. I mean, really, we're just using more excuses to eat whatever we want.
I disagree completely. You love coffee. You love coffee. You've got a passion for coffee. You like really good coffee.
Yeah.
Not just because it's good for you.
Yeah.
But you like the flavour.
Yeah.
And you like what it does to you.
Well, it does. You make me sound like it can make me fly off buildings.
No,
and stuff.
No, but you like it. You like the benefits of good caffeine.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's why there's a chemical reaction. I'm going to suggest to you with people like me who love chocolate. We like it. It makes us feel good. We like the flavour. I like the taste.
Yeah, but now you're trying to compare something that is wholly a good food and something that is wholly a bad food. Like, if we compare that to milk chocolate, yeah, great, we might enjoy the taste and all the rest of it, but we're not seeing a positive benefit apart from a short-term release of endorphins and the pleasure centre in the brain and all the rest of it. So I think that's a bit of a mute argument, so I'm gonna throw that back at you.
Okay, he's throwing it back at me. So what we're saying is addictive behaviour. We're not necessarily aware that we have an issue with foodstuffs that we've taken on board for years. Maybe our mum, our dad gave them to us as a kid. I'm talking about chocolate, but other foods available as well. We don't necessarily appreciate that we are addicted to those.
No, and I think because it's so habitual and it's part of your life, you don't really consider what you're doing until you've done it and you've seen that wrapper there. And because the subconscious part of the brain is extremely powerful. So if you're standing in a petrol station and you're just stood there next to all the sweets and stuff, you know, next minute your hand's just reached out and you're like, yeah, I love that. And then you're in the car eating it and your brain's just gone on autopilot because the subconscious and the chemicals within the brain are really powerful drivers for us to do things and make decisions, whereas our conscious mind might not take over that action and say, well, no, I don't need that or I don't want that.
Okay, well, let's go from sugar to salt then, to the reverse. We may find that, I mean, we've all seen people do this. I know people that do this. They have to have salt on their food. You might have cooked them a perfect dish. They might have had the best food delivered on their plate, whatever, but they still need to add a little bit of salt to it afterwards because that's what they always do.
Yeah, I do that a lot of the time. I like salty food, and I find people that eat a lot of salt or crave a lot of salt tend to be people that like quite a meat-dense diet. It's one of those genetic traits that they like a diet high in protein, which is like myself. I don't think salt's inherently a bad thing, so now we're getting into murky waters. You're throwing in new arguments into the mix, so careful. But I don't think salt's a problem if people are well hydrated. I do think salt is a problem if you eat table salt, and because it only really contains high in sodium. If you eat salt like sea salt that contains a lot of the minerals, then you don't cause an imbalance by taking on board high sodium. It's craving a lot of the time, so you've got to say to yourself, why are you craving it? And I find people aren't eating correctly, or they eat a lot of carbohydrate dense foods which cause them to crave things. So one, you've got to sort out the diet, and a lot of the time that'll make cravings disappear. But yeah, I think identifying what you said earlier by writing what you eat in a daily basis down for a couple of days and then going, there's a pattern emerging here. At 3 o'clock every afternoon I'm reaching for four biscuits.
Yeah,
and you probably do it on autopilot because someone in the office says, oh, do you want a drink? And then you have a couple of biscuits with it and all the rest of it, and you just don't even think about it because it's that part of your routine. But that part of your routine might be an area that's sabotaging your health long term.